Сейчас вам нужно вспомнить, что английское слово «never» само по себе сразу же значит «никогда не». То есть одно английское слово соответствует сразу двум нашим словам «никогда не». Вспомните также, что в английском предложении всегда действует только субъект, который обозначается только субъектным местоимением. То есть действует только I, you, he, she, it, we, they. И никаких «мне можно» или «мне нужно». Только I may и I need. Очень важно вспомнить, что в вопросе any означает хоть какой-нибудь. Ну и маленький милый нюансик. В тексте попадется слово life, но ведь хоть по-русски жизнь женского рода, но life-то не женщина, поэтому по-английски о ней нужно говорить it. Текст номер 19. Every day I walk. Every day I walk down the streets of my town. I'm a grown-up man now, and I live a very quiet life. I have a friend. He works in a school. He is a teacher. We are old friends, though we never were close enough. He was an active boy, full of energy, and I was lazy, and I always liked to dream about my future. I still keep on dreaming, and I think I will dream all my life. My friend likes to travel, but he doesn't like to dream. He is always surrounded by maps and guidebooks. He has the biggest collection of Europe's road maps I have ever seen. I'd like to travel, and I would certainly do it if I were not so poor. We both think that I should start my own business, but I'm always short of money. My friend often asks me, "Do you have any plans for your future? Try to change your life." I don't know what to say in response. I would eagerly start my own business, but I'm too shy to ask my friend to lend me some money. Besides, I'm not sure whether he will give me this money or not. In any case, I must stop dreaming, and I have to be more responsible for my own life. I cannot forget that God gave it to me, and that I may not spend it for nothing.